it's very, very difficult. And along the way, various family members have died. Her father has died, and a sister has died. So it's an extremely stressful time. And in these cases, you know, it's an almost a daily occurrence where you find that a family wants to give up. They don't have the strength to continue. But out of that, in the darkness of all that, there's always hope. And I think the hope within the Atkinson family is best personified by her sister, Cassie, you know, who has never given up hope and who has constantly and really doggedly sought truth in relation to Arlene in terms of what happened to her. And as we're dealing with now, particularly, what happened to her remains.
Yeah, and with that in mind, there was a body exhumed from a site in Sligo, and there was some suspicion. I don't know with whether it was within the family or in the community that it may have been the remains of Arlene. It turned out that it wasn't, that it was the remains of a man. But still, the family have a focus on this area and believe maybe maybe that this is where more focus should be centred.
Well, they have to be, because this development gave them some hope, because this body was originally discovered back in 1999, and a decision then was taken by the Garda at that stage not to exhume the body then. But then many years later, and it's one of the questions that the family have, and indeed the coroner has, is that why was a decision then taken this year all of a sudden to exhume this particular body out of a particular grave with a number of other bodies within it to have it examined? And it all seems to be surrounded in great mystery.
Well, what is this an established grave, or was this a makeshift grave? What would... it's just the terminology. Like, why could you explain as best you can, or as much as you feel you're allowed to, Des, what this grave, why there's multiple bodies in it, and your suspicion as to why, after the fact that this gentleman's body was exhumed, and why there is suspicion that it could still be linked to Arlene?
Well, a lot of those questions can only be answered by the Garda. They can't be answered by me, but what has happened is, as a result of the information that has come from the Garda, who have told us and have told the coroner service in Belfast, they were the ones who had the particular focus on this grave, because without the Garda giving us the information, we would never have known. Mm-hmm. The family would never have known. No one would ever have known. But what has happened now is that the body that was exhumed, it turned out then that there was an order made to exhume the body, not in 1999, the guards didn't do it then, but in 2018. It seems that this particular body was buried, as the coroner has described, unconventionally. And that body was then examined, and all that we were told was that it was not the body of Arlene, that it was the body of a male. Who the body is, we do not know. And then after that, it was then discovered that there was the possibility that there were more bodies in this particular grave. Now, what that led to was the coroner himself, after submissions we had made on behalf of the family, agreeing with us, because the coroner then himself asked the PSNI to write to their colleagues in the Garda Síochána and ask them three very basic questions, and this is the three issues really that are outstanding, is that what exactly was in the Sligo grave, the number of bodies in there, and were there more than expected or documented? Were all the bodies in that grave examined, or was it just the one that was buried, as has been described, unconventionally? And what provoked this inquiry regarding this particular grave at this stage, 24 years after Arlene's disappearance and murder? Because a decision was taken, and this is very important, in 1999, because the Garda had known since then that there was a body in that grave, not to exhume that particular body and examine it. So why did it now?
Very, very peculiar. Now, when Arlene disappeared, she was in the company of a child killer, Robert Harrod. He was acquitted of Arlene's murder, but he remains the prime suspect in the case. Is that in the media, or is that in the in the minds of Arlene's family, that Robert Howard was responsible for her death? And if that is the case, is there anything to link Howard to Sligo?
Well, there's no doubt that Howard is a link, and that's not only in the mind of the coroner's court and the family, but it's also in the mind of the police. At the inquest, the chief investigating officer confirmed that as well in open court. And I think really with your basic knowledge of the topography of the area between Castleberg and Sligo and where exactly this grave is, it is less than an hour's journey by car. And at that stage in 1994, of course, it was just pre-ceasefire. Mm-hmm. And I think if you knew your way about those roads in that whole area, from Castleberg to Pettigill and beyond and to Sligo, it would have been an easy enough route to take, and especially in the dead of night. So it all seems to make common sense. And when you try to put two and two together and try to work all this out, to come up with a reasonable explanation as to what might have happened.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable. I have visited the site myself. I have examined it. No doubt the police have done the same. So it's entirely feasible that this is a possibility. But of course, we must rely on the forensic evidence and accept that. But if the body that has been examined is not early, then who is it? And if there are other bodies in that grave, then who are they? Because it creates a lot of suspicion.
And why was this site returned to inexplicably at this point, so many years after it was first sort of identified as somewhat as a site of interest? Now, the PSNI themselves too are also seeking clarification on the questions, are they, as well as the Arlene's family, prior to the inquest resuming in September. Do we know if Angada Síochána have acknowledged the emails or the questions and if they're prepared to provide answers? Because if they don't, it's just another cloud of uncertainty upon clouds of uncertainty upon clouds of uncertainty.
Well, that's exactly the position. The last hearing was on the 18th of June, and on the 19th of June, the PSNI contacted their counterparts and the guards at that stage to basically ask the questions that I have been asking and to seek clarification. But as of now, there is still no response. There is no reply. But what the family are seeking to do now on the anniversary of Arlene's death is to really make a call to the guards to respond to the police and to give the fullest response as possible before the next hearing date of the inquest, which is the 4th of September 2018. And if the answers prove to be negative, for certain, that it's not Arlene and there's no connection with her, then so be it. It's another chapter in the case closed, and we can move on.
How can you progress with an inquest when you perhaps can't eliminate what potentially could be a very strong lead? So I can understand that the timeline's important too, because the inquest of itself, it's been going on for ages already, but don't get me wrong, but the inquest of itself will be frustrated by the lack of clarification on this matter, because you could be looking in the wrong direction.
It defeats the whole purpose of the inquest, or one of the purposes, which is to allay rumour and suspicion in relation to any case, but also as well from the coroner's point of view. I mean, the judge who is hearing it, he must be satisfied completely that the body in the grave is not Arlene. Because if he closes off the inquest too early, and then more suspicion and rumour starts up, and then it's too late, because nothing really can be done. Because at the moment, we're still in the formal stages of the inquest. The inquest is still live, it's still open. So this information is crucial. And the coroner's office in Belfast have been dealing with Angada Síochána in relation to Arlene's case for quite a number of years and quite a number of topics. But just at the close of the evidence, when we thought we were finished, this issue arose, and it's obviously a vital issue. And for so many reasons, legal, moral, spiritual, whatever, for the family, they have to get closure on this particular issue about this grave in Sligo one way or the other, because there are a lot of rumours floating about the grave and who or what is in the grave, and it's causing the family a lot of upset. And if I may say so, the actual family grave, the family who own that grave, no doubt causing them a lot of upset as well. So it has to be resolved.